Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
How would you like to walk out of a garden center with 5, 10, or even 20 times the number of plants that you paid for? You can do it, and you don't even need a mask and a gun. Just choose plants that sucker readily and divide easily. A single hydrangea, for instance, can be divided into 3 or 4 plants. Buy a few extra, and you can turn your modest purchase into a beautiful flowering hedge that would otherwise cost many times the price. A few nursery-grown plants that produce suckers, new shoots that originate from the crown or roots, and divide easily are mock orange, some lilacs, shrub dogwoods, forsythia, honeysuckle, daylilies, hosta, phlox, many herbs, and also fruit crops such as currants, blackberries, and raspberries. Just look for the plants that have a lot of new shoots and seem to want to burst right out of their pots. To divide a nursery plant, remove it from its pot and carefully shake or hose the soil away from the roots. With some individual plants, you'll be able to separate every shoot with the root system intact, while others may allow for only 1 or 2 divisions to be coaxed from the mother plant. Divisions that have only a small root or two clinging to a sucker still have an excellent chance of survival if planted in a shady area and kept moist until they develop a full root system. Another source of plant material may be right in your own landscape. Instead of pruning straying stems of rhododendron, rugosa rose, and quince, separate them and plant them in a new location. Gardeners love swapping such divisions at church fairs and garden club meetings. It is a great way of keeping old, unnamed varieties from extinction. Although most divisions produce a carbon copy of the mother plant, occasionally a surprise pops up. This usually happens when a specimen plant has been grafted onto a hardy root system, as is often the case with tea roses and hybrid lilacs. In this case, the resulting plant will be a descendant of the rootstock.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.